So I'll say a few words about the indication for the practice of meditation so that we can practice now. And there's nothing special to do but to be aware of what's happening right now. You may try to connect with yourself and feel what's happening within you just now. How do you feel? If you feel tired, or if you feel well, or slightly anxious, if you are a beginner. So what's happening within you? We are not so much concerned with what's happening outside of ourselves. This we know how to do very well. But we like to discover, not to discover our past history, which is interesting and fine, but we try to discover what we're experiencing right now, in all its richness. So how do I feel right now? Not thinking about it, but feeling it. Maybe there's excitement, I'm so happy to start the retreat. Slight worry if I'm a beginner. I wonder, it's a bit strange here. Worry, that's fine, what I'm experiencing now. Some agitation coming from a busy world. So how do I feel right now? Not in order to transform it, to improve it, but in order to really feel it, to know it, to respect it. Respecting my life, how it is manifesting right now, in all its richness, in a relaxed way. Don't need to look for something which is not here. Discover that which is here now. This mental state, again, of tranquility or agitation, peacefulness or anxiety, tiredness or aliveness. Just feel it, taste it. No requirement to feel in one way and not another. No specific demand. Just to be aware with what's happening right now. Within yourself. There is someone sitting where you are seated, which is yourself. Something is being experienced. And there is a conscious being. Mental states. There is also an experience of hearing. And where the empty seat, no hearing is happening. So hearing is happening exactly where you are sitting. Hearing the sound of my voice or other noise. You don't need to step out of yourself to hear, but just resting within yourself, experiencing this manifestation of your presence, consciousness, manifesting as hearing. If there's hearing, it means that you are not completely asleep. It means that you are here. Not stepping out of yourself, letting hearing happening wherever you are, is experience, revealing that there is someone where you are seated and that yourself. And relax. what it means to be alive. It means we are aware of something happening, aware of hearing sounds, feeling tired or excited, aware of being worried. What life is made of, expand that we are aware of. Something happening. We are always aware of something. So we are not so much concerned by the source of the sound, trying to know where it is coming from, what is it, but rather the receptivity of it, that it does reveal that someone is hearing. With respect to the source of the sound, we know how to do that very well. But to connect this experience as a revealing someone here, this we are less used to. Way, resting within yourself, within that which you are experiencing. You don't need to make anything of it, but just being aware. But we also exist concretely, physically. We can feel that. We don't need to look in a mirror to know that we exist physically, concretely. That can be experienced immediately, feeling the presence of our body, seated. Its heaviness, its density, we can experience it. Not so much observing it, not a matter of imagination, but feeling it. We feel the presence of the body in its heaviness, lightness, temperature. It's also happening exactly where you are seated. We experience also a little bit of heat, and that may be unpleasant, that's fine. It's also revealed there is somebody here experiencing unpleasantness. Revealing ourselves. Feel the presence of the body, the heaviness, lightness, in density. And that may be felt more strongly in some area. Can be the shoulders, can be the neck. It can also be the abdomen or the chest that we feel something is moving there. life is manifesting there under the the process of breathing. Can you feel the shifting of sensation in the abdomen or in the chest? A very subtle life manifesting there. We may be also aware if it is pleasant or unpleasant. For unpleasantness to be experienced, it means there is someone there. It does reveal also the life and the presence of someone. So we may also open to experiencing this unpleasantness, as long as it's not too dramatic. It's okay, it's unpleasant. But it's also interesting that it does reveal the fact that I am here, seated in meditation, being aware. So you may be present to what is predominant, what is the strongest. Stay with that as a way or an experience to which one may be aware, of which one may be aware. I mean, to be alive also. For me now is heat and unpleasantness, but that's fine. Could be the density of the body or heaviness in the shoulders or in the abdomen. So trying to be in touch so that slowly we'll discover and deepen this intimacy with all the experience. Just try to connect with what's happening in a relaxed way. Not fighting. So we'll practice in silence for a few minutes.